Every year, something we really look forward to is the traditional Christmas pantomime at the Coliseum Theatre. This year, it's Mother Goose. Reporting for Oldham Community Radio, 99.7 FM, Bob Hindley sneaked in through the stage door during the rehearsals. And in the coffee bar, he bumped into, you'll not believe this one, no less a personage than Mother Goose herself.
Mother Goose.
Uh-huh.
You must have had a very difficult life.
My boys have been gorgeous and looked after me, but sadly, I've always felt that I wasn't quite as beautiful as I should. The years have kind of worn on me rather badly and sadly. So I desperately wanted to be beautiful again, which just take me on a journey that of real ups and downs. I had to do a deal with a very, very naughty demon who pretended to be a baron, and he promised me I would be beautiful again, and all he did was he tricked me.
One of the most difficult aspects of this production must have been the casting. So how did they manage to find an actor with the presence, the skills, the emotional maturity to play a complex character like yourself?
Well, it's Shakespearean training. It's working on the classics, and with all the iambic pentameter, the rhyming couplets, the asides to the audience. It's just like being in a Shakespeare show, but this is called pantomime. It's got exactly the same. It's got gods who are affecting human beings down on earth. It's got human beings who've got petty foibles, who do wrong things, and it's got redemption. It's perfect. It's Shakespearean panto.
So with Mr. Fine-Time Fontaine, do you think they made the right choice?
I'm absolutely sure they did.
You don't think he's too young for such a demanding part?
You do need a certain experience to get through it, that is true.
Kevin Shaw is Artistic Director and Chief Executive at Oldham Coliseum. He's also directing this year's pantomime. Well, that means he has to ensure that all the elements come together in the right place at the right time.
Once you get it on the stage and all the scenery is there and all the lighting, sound, the band's there, there's a lot of things to pull together. And actually, it's going pretty well. We've got a tremendous cast this year. A lot of them are old friends. They were in last year's panto. And it doesn't half help the process. You know, there's a lot of physical comedy in it, which can take an awful lot of choreography. But if the actors know each other and know each other's work, you can sort of short-circuit quite a lot of the problems you might ordinarily have because they've got a rapport with each other.
Eric Potts, who played Diggory Crompton, the baker in Coronation Street. He's the author of the pantomime.
You've always got to remember the basis for any pantomime is it's an adventure story. You then, on top of that, have to layer your comedy, of which there has to be plenty, your music, your singing. It's got to look good, it's got to feel good. But there are certain points that the kids should be sitting on the edge of their seats because of the excitement and the adventure. It normally works out plenty of good songs, good comedy, and hopefully a good evening.
The cast are looking forward to things.
Nicole Evans playing Jill. I'm looking forward to being a full house and lots of response.
I'm Richard J. Fletcher. I'm playing Silly Billy. Yeah, I'm looking forward to having some kids in the audience and not these boring adults.
And I'm Amy Rhiannon-Worth. I'm playing Colin Goose.
Just to be boring, I'm really looking forward to having
the audience in as well. You find out then whether the humour's working in the play, and that's when you really start to be able to develop the show and make it what it needs to be, so...
But they've got some little worries.
The same thing, the audience being in.
Well, yeah, because if, you know, we've planned things that obviously we think are funny, but if they don't get any response, then, you know, you do have to change it and it will be... I'm not so much worried, but it's kind of... I'm worried and excited about the audience being in at the same time.
I'm worried about my quick changes, because I haven't really nailed them yet. They are very, very quick. Yesterday I came on with some costume inside out.
Yeah, costume can always be a bit tricky. I went on stage once playing Mrs. Darling, and I didn't realise that I had a black bra had attached itself to my dress and was hanging off the front of my dress. So I'm just hoping that nothing gets caught on my fishnets.
Eric Potts has appeared in no less than 26 productions at the Oldham Coliseum. And he knows that things can go wrong.
The thing with live theatre, of course, you never quite know what's going to happen. It's not like television where if something goes wrong, you go back and do it again. And I remember a few years back doing a production of Aladdin where in the laundry scene, the washing machine that should have started sort of exploding and spouting foam at the end of the scene, started doing it about four pages too early, and we were able to ignore the assemblage of foam for so long until the audience were just absolutely in hysterics us trying to work through this foam.
Well, this year, there's certainly scope for disaster.
So you have to be prepared for any eventuality.
Designer Celia Perkins is the one who comes up with the wacky ideas.
With this show, we've got water on stage, and that's not a leak in the building. We've got the pool of youth, which hopefully is going to look fantastic.
You always want sort of something which is a bit spectacular. A Mother Goose, it's the fountain of youth.
It's production manager Mark Alexander who has to put these ideas into practice.
This is a sort of nice sort of opportunity to do something totally different and play with water, which is, I'm sure, a really bad idea I'll regret. And, you know, sort of water and people dancing on top of it don't really mix. And, of course, water and electricity really don't mix.
It's Saturday, and the curtain goes up. They faced the critics.
Brilliant.
Good. It was a really good show. Kids enjoyed it.
Good.
What did you get in January?
Really good. Really nice.
Very good. Mother Goose, fantastic. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, I thought it was great.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Bob Hindley there, talking to the cast and audience from the Coliseum Theatre's Christmas pantomime, Mother Goose. And Mother Goose is on until the 9th of January. Tickets are selling fast, but when we checked, there were still some tickets available for most nights, and there are also afternoon matinees. You can buy magic flashing wands in the foyer, and in the bar, you can have mulled wine and a mince pie. That's delicious sounding, isn't it? The number for the box office, if you want to ring and book your seats, is 0161 624 2829. That's 624 2829. And, you know, you can even book ahead for next year's pantomime. That's planning ahead.